This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Former President Trump is taking aim at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as he hits the campaign trail. Speaking to reporters aboard his plane Saturday, Trump called the yet unconfirmed presidential run by his GOP rival very disloyal. He also claimed DeSantis is trying to rewrite history regarding his administration's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, that he's changing his tune a lot concerning vaccines. Once a loyal supporter after Trump endorsed DeSantis for governor back in 2018, the pair have become increasingly at odds as their rivalry grows. The former president's comments came as he visited New Hampshire and South Carolina during his first major campaign swing. Is there a link between heart attacks and COVID-19?
A recent study by researchers at the Schmidt Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center point to a possible connection between heart attacks among younger adults and the virus. Those between 25 and 44 years old saw the highest increase of all age groups at nearly 30%. The research indicates several possible explanations, including pre-existing conditions, but also job loss, financial pressures, and social anxiety that many have experienced as a result of the pandemic. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Republicans are pushing back on calls for federal policing and reforms after video released over the weekend from the Memphis officers who beat Tyre Nichols. Jared Rizzi has more.
House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday argued against new federal laws restricting officers.
I still think you want to keep this at the state and local level. This is a law enforcement issue.
Nichols family attorney Ben Crump on CNN yesterday argues it's been too long since the last major federal police reforms.
Shame on us if we don't use his tragic death to finally get the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act passed.
Senate Republicans blocked those reforms in 2021. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfect portion favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan on NBC's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd argues that Tyre Nichols' death showcased a lack of respect for human life by the officers involved, but that Jordan would recommend no new federal standards for law enforcement to help correct such an evil.
Well, I don't know that any law, any training, any reform is going to change. You know, this man was handcuffed. They continued to beat him. Well, I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw. That is just, just difficult to watch. What strikes me is just a lack of respect for human life.
The Kansas City Chiefs celebration may have gotten a little hot Sunday night. Fire Chiefs battled a large grass fire outside Arrowhead Stadium after the Chiefs won the AFC Championship. An exact cause has not yet been determined, but authorities believe fireworks from the game may have started it. The Kansas City, Missouri Fire Department said crews were able to get the blaze under control quickly. The one-time aspiring concert pianist who became the 66th Secretary of State of the U.S. is coming to the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley. Condoleezza Rice is scheduled to be the next speaker in the library's Time for Choosing series on Wednesday, March 8th. The Birmingham, Alabama native served as secretary under President George W. Bush from 2005 until 2009. She was the second woman and the first black woman to hold the post. Among her many other accomplishments, Rice is director of the Hoover Institution at Stanford University and is part owner of the Denver Broncos. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.